Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, I have three stories, some of my Does This Happen to You moments. And here is Messaging for Money. Today is hashtag Freelance Isn't Free Day. I'm lucky. I usually get paid for my freelancing work. I do get most of the work through freelancing sites, which generally assure you get paid. I also find jobs outside of those sites, and once I spent over a year chasing down $30 from a client. I managed to collect in about 15 months, which totally surprised me. My first foray into collecting payment for my voiceover work paid off. Voiceover is a different way to get paid. There are many weirder ways. I searched on funny ways to make money and funny ways to get paid on Google. Selling your bits, like your hair or plasma, will net you baubles at Walmart. Unless you have extremely soft, luxurious virgin locks, and those will net you an entire designer outfit. There are smartphone apps which pay you for shopping. I fail to see the advantage of this unless you're being rewarded for buying cheap stuff. You can tell I'm not a shopping addict, can't you? Other apps pay you for gathering marketing or inventory information. Still seems like spending money to make money to me. You can rentafriend.com. I'm not kidding. There is a site where you sell your companionship. It's legit, platonic purposes only, and there are pictures of your possible friends. If your renter has some bucks and lots of time, those designer shoes are looking possible. The winner, in my book, of the most unusual way to make money is sending text messages. Yes, as a cha-cha guide with a hankering for knowing how to remove cats from dryer hoses and fast fingers, you can cover your grocery bill for a week. And here is Shop Till the Bath is Cold. I wrote this about 3 years ago, never imagining applying it to myself. Just to be clear, I haven't resorted to shopping from the toilet. I do confess to reading my emails. Always one to use my time efficiently, it seemed like a good idea to utilize my hands being free and my tablet's portability. In 2012, I ran across an article that 18% of us shop while on the toilet. An update in 2015 claims it's now 26%. Why? Smartphones and tablets make it convenient to shop anywhere, and we spend more time researching our purchases. It is efficient, a good way to use downtime. You really can't do much else except read. Jack keeps a library in the bathroom. He loves to shop too, but thank goodness he's still just reading or playing tank battles on his iPad. It's a good thing as our house is already too full of his bargains. Turns out 43% shop while in bed and 14% in the bath. Personally, I love to luxuriate in the bath and relax. If I could get a hot bath, that is. The old pipes and our old house combine with a DIY guy who installed one of the hot water on demand systems he got off eBay conspired to deny me a hot bath. That means I'll save a few bucks this holiday season. Shopping while in a relaxed mood makes the merchandise look worth more than it is, so you spend more money. 15% more, according to the article in Today Money. So remember, not shopping after your massage will save you a chunk of change. Shopping while bathing gets more expensive if you drop the tablet or smartphone, not to mention dangerous. The holiday shopping season is upon us. Please shop responsibly. Remember to stop when your toes wrinkle or your foot falls asleep. And last but not least, one of my most read stories on my WordPress blog site, The Dangers of Flossing. My friend Rachel experienced a flossing incident the other morning. Here's what she told me. I was flossing this morning, and for some reason my floss decided to cut into my fingernail. I was impressed and completely confused. I understood completely, as flossing poses challenges for me too. I use this new, more elastic floss now. It's not sharp, but my teeth still mangle it. I get halfway through and it breaks. Of course, this is better than the run-of-the-mill wax floss, those tough little strands which constantly broke off between my teeth and stuck there. The worst was the floss-like braided rope, which unraveled as I flossed, broke off, and left long bits hanging out of my mouth. I jerk on those bits trying to extract them. I felt like a hooked fish. No wonder less than 40% of Americans floss daily. It's dangerous. I thought flossing was a modern invention, like the 1950s or so. I turned to Wikipedia to find out how this habit got started. Turns out a dentist in New Orleans is credited with recommending silk floss for teeth cleaning in 1815. 1815. Wow. Silk floss is not very sturdy or cheap, so it wasn't widely available. I don't wear silk, so I can't imagine cleaning my teeth with it. Johnson & Johnson patented silk floss in 1898, but that didn't help the popularity of the procedure. Not until after World War II, when a dentist came up with nylon floss, did flossing take off. Now, Wikipedia says there are many kinds of dental floss available. Huh? I've only seen the waxed or unwaxed regular nylon and the new fancy, costlier, thinner plastic. Apparently, the thickness varies, and you should choose floss based on the thickness matching the closeness of your teeth. This is way too complicated. I have trouble figuring out my bra size, much less figure out what thickness of floss I need to use. I could use a floss pick, which is less dangerous, unless I get the floss pick stuck and I have the entire device stuck in my mouth. I could always try a vibrator. Yes, power flossers use vibration to floss. I'll ask for that for my birthday. If you enjoyed these stories, please let me know. And if you have ones of your own, please send them to me. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we'll have more Does This Happen to You? Moments.